الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Views of Madani Channel. Welcome back once again to our Silsila, O You Who Believe. In this series, we discuss those verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called out to the believers with a beautiful address, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, O You Who Believe. And in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed the believers and guided the believers to adopting attributes which will achieve perfection of iman, perfection of faith. And in some of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the believers and then warns them and orders them to refrain from attributes of evil, attributes of sin, to ensure that those believers are not subjected to punishment in the hereafter. In today's episode, verses of the Quran, which talk about one particular topic. And these verses of the Quran begin with the words, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu. It's a very interesting topic, a very beautiful topic today. Before moving on to the topic and the verses that we'll be looking at today, I'll share with you a virtue and a blessing of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is reported to have said, whoever recites peace and blessings upon me in the morning 10 times and in the evening 10 times, my intercession will reach him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In today's episode, the topic that we'll be discussing is ittiba' and ita'a, obedience and following of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the Holy Quran in various verses, Allah Almighty has emphasized the importance of following and obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in some of these verses, Allah Almighty has directly addressed the believers. For example, in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 59, Allah Almighty, Lord of the worlds, says, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, O you who believe, Ati'u Allah, obey Allah, wa Ati'u Rasul, and obey the Messenger, wa Ulil Amri Minkum, and the people of authority amongst you. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah Almighty says that if you dispute over something, then refer it back to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the final day, that is better and its result is the best. In this beautiful verse of the Quran, Allah Almighty has ordered the believers to obey Him, meaning to obey Allah, to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to obey the people of authority. And Allah Almighty has taught us, as believers, as those who believe in Allah and the final day, when any difference arises amongst us, when there is any dispute amongst us, then that dispute should be settled by referring it back to Allah and His Messenger, referring it back to the Quran and the Sunnah, referring it back to the teachings of Islam. And there are many other verses in which, in particular, obeying the Prophet ﷺ has been emphasized. He mentions in Tafsir Baghawi that once the beloved Prophet ﷺ, he began to say to the people, "Man ata'ani faqad ata'a Allah, wa man ahabbani faqad ahabba Allah." Whoever obeys me has indeed obeyed Allah, and whoever loves me has indeed loved Allah. When the beloved Prophet ﷺ repeatedly would say this to the people, "Whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah, whoever loves me has loved Allah," and some of the hypocrites began to say, "Ma'ad Allah," that this person, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he intends for us to take him as God, for us to take him as the Lord. And this is why he's saying that whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah, whoever loves me has loved Allah. Upon this evil accusation of the hypocrites against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty revealed the 80th verse of Surah An-Nisa. And Allah Almighty Himself declared, "مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَطَاءَ اللَّهِ." Whoever obeys the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed obeyed Allah. Allah Almighty backed up the words of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty confirmed the words of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and eliminated and eradicated the false claim and the false accusation of those hypocrites. That the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam declaring that whoever obeys him has obeyed Allah. This is nothing to do, ma'azallah, with the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wanting to be taken as something that he's not. But rather, this was from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah Almighty orders in Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verse 33, "Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا," O you who believe, "أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ," obey Allah, "وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ," and obey the Messenger, "وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ," and do not invalidate your actions. In Surah 8, Surah Anfal, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ," O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. "وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ," and do not turn away from him whilst you are listening. Many, many verses which talk about obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the importance of following his example. And in the ahadith, further clarity is given to this topic through the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. In Sahih Muslim, it's narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "إِنَّ مَثَلِي وَمَثَلَ مَا بَعْثَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ أَتَى قَوْمَهُ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ الْجَيْشَ بِعَيْنِيَّ وَإِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْعُرْيَانُ فَالنَّجَى." The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, the example of me and the example of what I have been sent with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the example of a man who comes to his nation and he says to them, 'O my nation, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ الْجَيْشَ بِعَيْنِيَّ," I have seen an army awaiting to attack you with my own eyes. وَإِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْعُرْيَانُ, and I am a clear warner to you. So save yourselves from the army. The army is about to attack you. فَعَطَاءَهُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ فَأَدْلَجُوا فَانْطَلَقُوا عَلَى مُهْلَتِهِمْ. And then a group of them, a group of that nation, they obeyed that warner. And they went away at night and they took benefit from that respite and saved themselves from the army. وَكَذَّبَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا مَكَانَهُمْ. And a group of his nation, a group of those people, they rejected that warner. And they stayed in the same place. And in the morning, when they remained in that same place, فَصَبَّحَهُمُ الْجَيْشُ فَأَهْلَكَهُمْ, the army attacked them and the army destroyed them. Then the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي وَاتَّبَعَ مَا جِئْتُ بِهِ وَمَثَلُ مَنْ عَصَانِي وَكَذَّبَ مَا جِئْتُ بِهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That this is the example of the one who obeyed me and followed whatever I have brought, meaning followed the religion that I have brought. And this is the example of the one who disobeyed me and rejected the truth that I have come with. So in this hadith, the beloved Prophet ﷺ gave an example. In this example, the beloved Prophet ﷺ compared himself to a warner, the one who warns his nation. Like the one who warns his nation of an impending attack of an army, some of them follow the warning, follow the advice, and save themselves, whilst others fail to heed the warning and as a result are destroyed. Similarly, the one who obeys the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, he will be successful and will be saved from punishment in the hereafter. But the one who disobeys the Prophet ﷺ and rejects the truth that he has come with, that person will be destroyed and punished in the hereafter. Another hadith, giving an example of the obedience of the Prophet ﷺ, following the Prophet ﷺ, this time in Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentions, جاءت ملائكة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A group of angels came to the court of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقالوا, and they said to one another regarding the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, إن لصاحبكم هذا مثلا فضربوا له مثلا. Give an example to describe this companion of yours, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Give an example to describe his coming into the world, his act of warning people, guiding people to the truth. فَقَالُوا, and some of the angels said, مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ بَنَى دَرَى. His likeness, his example, is like the example of a man who built a house. فَجَعَلَ فِيهَا مَأْدُبَةً. And he made within it a place for eating. وَبَعَثَ دَعِيًا. After all of the food was set up, the invitation for food was given out. Ba'atha da'iya, he sent out a person to specifically invite towards that food. فَمَنْ أَجَابَ الدَّاعِيَ دَخَلَ الدَّارَ وَأَكَلَ مِنَ الْمَأْدُوبَ. And whoever answered the caller, accepted the invitation, entered the house and ate from that food. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُجِبِ الدَّاعِيَ لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الدَّارَ وَلَمْ يَأْكُلْ مِنَ الْمَأْدُوبَ. And whoever did not respond to that caller, did not enter the house, and did not eat from the food. So this was an example that the angels gave regarding the Prophet ﷺ coming into this world and teaching the message of Islam. That it's like a man who built a house, and in that house he arranged for an invitation, arranged for a feast, and he sent a person to call people. Now the people, some of them accepted the invitation of the caller, they came, and they benefited from that feast. They ate from the food of that feast. Others failed to respond to the caller, and they didn't enter the house, and they didn't benefit from the feast. So now some of the angels, after hearing this example, after hearing this likeness, they said, أَوِّلُوهَا لَهُ. Give us the explanation of this. فَقَالُوا. So the angels who had given the example, they said, فَالدَّارُ الْجَنَّةُ. The house is paradise. وَالدَّاعِي مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. فَمَنْ أَطَاعَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. The house that was mentioned is Jannah, is paradise. And the da'i, the caller, is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever obeyed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has indeed obeyed Allah. وَمَنْ عَصَى مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهُ. Whoever disobeys the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has disobeyed Allah. Wa Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam farqun bayna an-nas. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the differentiator between the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one that differentiates between people as to who is righteous and who is sinful, as to who is obedient and who is disobedient, as to who will follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who will fail to do so. Going back to the Holy Quran, there are other verses which describe the reward of the one who obeys the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty in other places has emphasized, with other words, the importance of answering the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, responding to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the orders and the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Al-Anfal, verse 84, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who believe, respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. وَاعْلَمُوا and know أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a barrier between a person and his heart. Here in this verse, Allah Almighty is mentioning the importance of answering the call of Allah and the call of Allah's Messenger. And at the end of the verse, then Allah Almighty says, وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ and know it is towards Allah that you will be gathered. In this verse of the Quran, it mentions regarding the importance of obeying the Prophet ﷺ when he calls. And the background to this verse of the Quran is discussed in some of the ahadith. And how the Prophet ﷺ would quote this verse of the Quran to the Sahaba Ikram at times. In Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentions, عن أبي سعيد بن معلى. On the authority of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Mu'alla radiallahu anhu, he said, كنت أصلي فدعاني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was praying salah and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called me. فلم أجبه. I didn't respond to him. I was in the state of prayer. I was praying salah. Because I was praying salah and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called me. Whilst I was in the state of salah, I didn't respond. When I finished my salah, then I went and responded to the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that when I went to the Prophet alaihi wasallam, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inni kuntu usalli. Ya Rasulullah, I didn't come to you right away because I was in salah, I was praying. When I finished my salah, then I came. Qala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alam yaqul Allah? Did Allah azza wa jal not say in the Quran, Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum? Respond to Allah and the Messenger as soon as they call you. Subhanallah. A similar narration is mentioned with regards to another Sahabi, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned in Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once came out in the presence of Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time, he called out to Sayyidina Ubay, Ya Ubay. At that time, Sayyidina Ubay radiallahu anhu was praying salah. And Sayyidina Ubay radiallahu anhu being in salah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing namaz, lam yujibhu. He didn't respond to the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَلَّى أُبَيٌ فَخَفَّفَ ثُمَّ انصَرَفَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So Sayyidina Ubay, in the state of salah, he's been called by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't respond straight away. He finished his salah first. He finished his salah as quickly as possible. And after finishing his salah, he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. فَقَالَ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, peace be upon you. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Upon you be peace." مَا مَنَعَكَ يَا أُبَيُّ أَن تُجِيبَنِي إِذْ دَعَوْتُكَ. O Ubay, what stopped you from responding to me when I called you? فَقَالَ, he said, "Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنِّي كُنْتُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. At the time when you called me, I was in salah, I was praying, I was performing my namaz." قَالَ, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, أَفَأَلَمْ تَجِدْ فِي مَا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ. Do you not find in that which Allah has revealed to me, meaning in the Quran, أَنِ اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Do you not find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which will give you life. Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Ubay radiallahu anhu realized his mistake. And he said, قَالَ بَلَى, I have heard this. وَلَا أَعُودُ إِن شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And in the future, it will never happen again. In the future, even if I'm praying, Ya Rasulullah, as soon as you call me, I will obey your command, I will obey your instruction, and I will come to you immediately, come to you straight away. Subhanallah. And with regards to the rewards of obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 13. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, Allah will make that person enter into gardens beneath which rivers flow, remaining therein forever, and that is the great success. Subhanallah. The reward for obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that a person will gain the blessings of entering paradise, entering gardens beneath which rivers flow. And that is true success. And that is the everlasting success that every believer should strive to seek. Furthermore, he mentions regarding obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentions that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam al-Baghawi and Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahumullah, they mentioned that this person was Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu, the slave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came to the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and signs of grief, signs of sorrow were apparent on his face. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "O Thawban, why do you seem so sad? What has caused the color of your face to change?" Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la anta ahabbu ilayya min ahli wa mali. Ya Rasulullah, I swear by Allah, you are more beloved to me than my own family and my wealth. Wa inni la adhkuruka. That I remember you, I imagine you, I mention your blessed name, I mention your blessed attributes, I praise you. Fama asbiru hatta aji'a fa andura ilayk. And I'm not able to be patient when I'm away from you until I come to you and look at you. You see the intensity of my love for you. I am not at peace when I'm away from you until I come to you to quench my thirst by looking at your beautiful face." Subhanallah. When I see your beauty, only then is my heart content. Only then does my heart become tranquil. Only then are my eyes cooled. وَإِنِّي ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ. And then I remember my death and I remember your passing. فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةِ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And I reflect upon the fact and I know that you will enter paradise and you will be in lofty stations with prophets. You will be in the highest ranks of paradise, the highest rank of paradise, with the prophets of Allah. وَإِنْ دَخَلْتُهَا لَا أَرَاكَ. And Ya Rasulullah, if I enter paradise, I will not see you. I will be deprived of seeing your beauty. So even in paradise, when I enter paradise, and I'm in the low levels of paradise, and you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are in the highest level of paradise, and I'm not able to see you, even in paradise, I won't be in comfort. Even then I'll be sad. Even then I'll be grieved if I'm not able to see you, Ya Rasulullah. Such is my love for you. When the Sahaba Ikram expressed these emotions, this worry and fear of being separated from the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam, even in paradise, such intense love, subhanAllah, such ishq for the beloved Prophet alayhi sallam, that even in paradise, they wanted to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they wouldn't enjoy the blessings of paradise without being blessed with the vision of the beauty of the Prophet alayhi sallam. At this time, Allah Almighty revealed the 69th verse of Surah An-Nisa. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, they will be with those upon whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed favors. من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. The prophets, the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And what an excellent company they are. Subhanallah. At this point, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called that man and recited this verse to him, teaching him that if he wanted to be with the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise, then the recipe to doing so, for achieving this, the prescription for achieving the success, for achieving the company of the Prophet ﷺ in paradise, is obedience of Allah and obedience of the Prophet ﷺ. The one who obeys Allah and obeys the Prophet ﷺ, such a person will be with the pious people, including the prophets, in the hereafter. Subhanallah. These are Madani Channel. It's important for us, having realized and understood these verses of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of obeying Allah and obeying the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And also after having realized that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, and Allah Almighty verified this in the Quran, that whoever obeys the Messenger has obeyed Allah. How important it is for us to understand the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to learn about the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to implement the commandments of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. When the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to order the Sahaba ikram, when the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to give an instruction to the Sahaba, they would act upon it straight away. Just one example, it mentions that once the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came out from the masjid, and he saw that men and women were walking together. Upon seeing this, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam immediately commanded the women and said, "Oh women, stay back. You must not pass through the middle of the path, but rather walk on the sides." After this, it's narrated that the women would walk so close to the corner of the street that their clothes would become entangled in the walls. Such was the obedience to the command of the Prophet ﷺ. As soon as the beloved Prophet ﷺ would order something, the Sahaba would do it immediately. Views on Madani Channel, this obedience that the Sahaba Ikram had was the secret to their success. And this contains a great lesson for us. It's important for us to realize that we must follow the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ if you want to achieve success. And if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be happy with us and to love us. I'll finish with the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Allah Almighty instructs His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, O people, if you love Allah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, then follow me. Subhanallah. The proof of loving Allah is following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reward of following the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions in the next part of this verse of the Quran, after the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to tell the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ, if you love Allah, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Then as a result, Allah Azza wa Jal will love you and will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafoor rahim, and Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Subhanallah. By following the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of our sins. And our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah. Whoever loves my sunnah has indeed loved me. Whoever loves my ways, my practices, my sunnah, has indeed loved me. And whoever loves me, كَانَ مَعْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, will be with me in the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Madani movement of Dawat Islami, with this Madani mission of striving to rectify ourselves and the people of the entire world. This is a Madani mission, this is a movement of preaching the Quran and the Sunnah, of revitalizing the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah in the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. This is an environment where we learn about the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where we learn about how to be obedient to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to practically implement the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. Views of Madani Channel, it's a humble request that you continue watching the Silsilas of Madani Channel. Stay tuned to this series and all the other programs that come on Madani Channel. Keep watching the Madani Muzakaras of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Dawun Barakat from Aliyah. Through this, inshaAllah, you will learn more about the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and how we can implement them in our lives. How we can attain true success. How we can attain love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can have our sins forgiven. How we can be with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in paradise by acting upon and implementing his beautiful sunnahs. Attach yourselves to this environment of Dawat Islami attend the weekly ijtima'at in your area, travel with the lovers of the Prophet ﷺ in the Madinah Kafilas. InshaAllah, with the blessings of all of this, we will be able to decorate our lives with the beautiful sunnahs of the beloved Prophet ﷺ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to obey Allah and to obey the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah grant us forgiveness for our sins. And may Allah grant us success in this world, and more importantly, success in the hereafter, and paradise in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.